We're now going to play the game 20 questions, and I have three volunteers to help me with this. So would the three volunteers please come out? Thank you. Would you like to stand on the top, please? Is that a bit better? Right. Now, each volunteer represents a person or an object, and you have 20 questions to discover what that person or object is. And I'd like the children perhaps to ask most of the questions, but I hope the grown-ups will join in. And I'm going to tell you whether the person or the object is animal, vegetable, or mineral. And some of the questions you might like to ask are something like, are you human? Or were you born this century? Or can you be found in this country? Well, our first object is human, and that's represented by Kathy. Now, Kathy can only reply to your questions by saying yes or no. So, right, we begin. Who? Yes. Pardon me?
No.
Is it someone? Is it someone in the Bible? That was a good first question.
No, it's not someone from the Bible.
Yes. Pardon me? Sorry, I didn't catch that. We're having an Indian summer now, right. It has warmed up, hasn't it? Yes, yeah. Any more questions? Philip?
No. Yes.
Yes, Sonia?
Yes. No.
That question was, are you Queen Victoria?
Queen Elizabeth? Yes.
That's very good. Yes, you've got it in six questions. That's terrific. Could you pass to Rosemary, please? Right. This, what Rosemary is representing, is also animal. Yes.
No, I haven't got claws.
Yes. Does it live in the sea?
Some of the time, yes.
Yes. Does it live in a cave under the sea?
No.
Yes.
A turtle? No.
Sorry, what was that? Are you predator or prey?
I've got to say yes or no, though.
You've got to say yes or no.
So it'd be two, that's
can
two
you
questions.
Rephrase that? Are you a predator?
No.
Yes? Are you a flower? A crab?
No.
Yes. Have you got scales?
No.
Yes. Are you a dolphin?
No.
Yes. Are you a hippo? A hippopotamus?
No.
Are you a hippopotamus?
No.
Philip.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Are you in the Bible? And Rosemary said yes. Yes. Are you a whale?
No.
You've had 12 questions. Yes, Isabel. Are you a seal?
No.
Philip.
Yes.
Yes.
Do
you walk like a penguin?
No.
You've had 15 questions. Denny.
Sharp teeth. No, I haven't got sharp teeth. No.
You've sharper hearing than me. Yes.
I can't say yes or no to that.
Can only answer yes or no. Can you rephrase that question, please?
I think another way of saying it. No, not really. No. Am I small? Yes.
You've had 18 questions, two more. And we've established that Rosemary is small and you find her in the Bible and
amphibian.
Yes. A frog. Are you a frog?
Whip it. Yes.
That's very good. You've got it in 19. Very good. Oh, I can see with a really bright rainbow there. Very good. Right. Now, our next object is represented by Tom, and I would say this object is mineral. Philip.
Am I valuable? Not really, no. What was that?
Are you in small grains? No.
No.
Yes. Are you liquid?
Yes.
Yes. Are you orange juice?
No. Sorry? No.
Yes.
Are you very liquid? No, I'm not very liquid.
In case anyone didn't hear that question, it was, are you fairy liquid? And Tom said no. Denny.
My water.
Are you water?
Yes or no, really. I would say more no. Sorry? No. I'm not tea, no.
Yes, Abigail.
Can we do
Can we drink you?
No. Sorry.
Are you vinegar?
No.
You've had 10 questions. John.
Yes. Well, you have to be more specific than that, but yes.
Yes, Tom is ice.
Yes, but even more specific.
Are you polar ice?
No.
Yes to iceberg, no to polar ice. Yes.
No.
Are you an ice cube?
Not an
You've
ice
had
cube, no.
14. Yes, you can consult. You've 6 more questions to go to guess what Tom is. Yes. Can you phrase that so he can answer yes or no, please?
What's that, sir? Am I at the North Pole? No.
No, not at the North Pole. Yes. Do you live in Antarctica?
No.
No. 16 questions. I thought there was one from down here, but Abigail changed her mind, or her mum changed it. Denny. Are you an igloo?
No.
Pam.
Sorry? Not ice cream, no. I thought we were getting closer.
2 more questions. Who's going to ask the last 2? Yes. Are you snow?
Not snow, no.
Think we've established Tom's ice. The last question.
I've had enough time.
Well, it's certainly very famous, and you would have to go back about 100 years for this particular mineral object. That would be right, about 100 years?
Yeah, just under.
Just under.
Sorry.
Are you the iceberg that the Titanic crashed into?
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
That's correct. God. Very good. So you got those in 6, 19 and 19. Very good. Thank you. And my thanks to Rosemary, Kathy and Tom for their help. Well, that game, 20 questions, I'm sure has provided a lot of people with a lot of fun over the years. And some of you who are old enough may remember it when it used to be on radio. But the game 20 questions has something to teach us. And that is, if we want to discover answers, then we've got to ask questions. But we Christians are often reluctant to face our doubts and to ask questions, because somehow we tend to think that it's wrong. But in our reading from the book of Proverbs, we are told, beg for knowledge, plead for insight, and do so as hard as you would to find hidden treasure. And if you do, you will succeed in learning about God. And then in our New Testament reading from Matthew's Gospel, in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said to the people, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened. So, to ask questions isn't a sign of weakness, but rather it's a sign of strength. We need the faith and the courage to ask questions, and then we will find answers, and we'll also learn more about God and about Jesus Christ. My thanks to everyone for your help with that talk.